So, Rabbi Yisrael, let's get started. We are in Perek Yutes of Divrei Hayamim Beis, and we are also going to finish off Perek Chaf Beis in Malachim Chaf Aleph. The shiur tonight should be Le'iloi Nishmas, the three men that were killed today in the terrorist attack in Ariel. I don't know if everyone heard about it, but it was a terrible terrorist attack. That guy went stabbing around at a bus stop in Ariel, killed three fathers this morning. Moti Ashkenazi, Michal Ledigan, and Tamir Avichai, all left behind children. So our learning tonight should be Le'iloi Nishmasam. Okay, we're in Perek Yutes. So we spoke about Yehoshaphat's great success and him building up what we know as Malchus Yehuda. He creates a society, both spiritually successful, physically successful. The Malchus is bursting open. They have clearly regional military power. They're in control of Etzion Gever, which is the sea by Eilat, which allows them to have control over the entire economy going to Africa. It's significant, and we also saw the educational Tahalich, which Yehoshaphat does, which is really the first time that we see a king actively sending people out, Nevi'im and Levi'im and Kohanim, to go and educate the people, because we know there's only so much you can do. You can only do so much Sur Meirah. You can only get rid of so much of Avodah Zarah. At some point, you're going to have to Aseh Tov, and Yehoshaphat does that, and therefore, for that, he is definitely praised. But as we pointed out, there's this complex relationship that he has with Ahav. He goes out to war, and we spoke about really the Ahav side of the war. Ahav goes out and is fatally injured, but stands up and shows with a lot of gvura that he didn't want Am Yisrael. He didn't want Am Yisrael to know that he was hit, and that was a maisa of gvura. And the nevuah, which was told about Ahav, was that the dogs were going to lick up his blood, was miskayim, and that's where we ended off last time. So let's take a look. Vayashav Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda al Beiso b'Shalom liYerushalayim. Everyone goes back home after this war. Yehoshaphat returns to Yerushalayim. Vayetze el panav Yehu ben Hanani haChozeh. Yehu comes, one of the Nevi'im, and he says the following: Vayomer Lamelech Yehoshaphat, Halerasha laAzor uleSone Adonai tehav, ubazos alecha ketzef milifnei Adonai. Yehoshaphat, you think you're so good? You think you're so great for going out and suggesting that this Achdus is so impressive, is so important, is so connecting? But he's a Rasha at the end of the day. He's a Rasha. There's only Achdus isn't worth everything. When it comes with a price of Avodah Zarah, when it comes with a price of selling out my soul, right? When it comes to selling out your values, so then Achdus it's not the highest value on our value scale. And therefore, that's why you guys lost this war. That's why there's Ketzef on you. Hashem is not happy with you. Aval dvarim tovim nimtuim imach ki be'arta hasheros min haaretz v'achinos levavcha lidrosh ha'elohim. But the Navi says, at the same time, that you've done such amazing things as well. You've gotten rid of the Avodah Zarah. So that's the message that the Navi gives. It's very interesting. A short nevuah. You did a lot of good things, but this clearly was wrong. Vayeshev Yehoshaphat b'Yerushalayim, vayashav vayitze ba'am mi'Be'er Sheva ad Har Ephraim. Now, unclear historically what happens, meaning over here it's clear that he's going out, he leaves Yerushalayim and he goes on this he goes on this educational tiyul again. Now, is this the same tiyul? Is this the same process that he instituted originally? Or maybe this is another. This is something as an act of a tikkun. Right? He goes down to Beersheva, which is... But he also goes to Har Ephraim. And he brings Am Yisrael back. V'yameid shoftim ba'aretz b'chol harei Yehuda b'tzuros le'ir va'ir. V'yomer ala shoftim ru'u ma'atem osim ki lo la'adam tishbetu ki la'adonai. V'yimachem b'dvar mishpat. So he goes around, he tells the judges, he's appointing judges, do the right thing. Asu mishpat. Hashem should be your guiding factor. V'atel yeh pachad adonai aloichem. Shimru v'asu ki ein im adonai Eloheinu avlo masopanim. So this is, once again, maybe he hears this message from the Navi, and he says, you know what, I still have a lot to do. It's important that I did a lot of good things, but my job's not over. And it could be that I messed up with this nekuda of achdus, but I'm going to continue doing the good work. Right? What we've seen and what we will see is that too often when kings get critiqued by the Nevi'im, what happens? What happens? Either they try to kill the Navi, or they feel like it's personal, that the Navi is attacking them, and Yehoshaphat clearly over here does not. There's no response to the Navi. There's no response, and I think that's l'shevach. That's, I got it. I understand. Kibalti. And he goes out on this.
Okay.
Take a look, Perikov. We're going on. He continues to speak about this justice thing that he goes on. Although Yehoshaphat was strong, Bnei Amon and Moab get together, and they come and fight against Malchus Yehuda. They came also from the north and from the west, from the east. And now, what do we see? Yehoshaphat goes and turns to Hashem. He says that we're all going to fast. What does this remind you of? Or what does this tell you? Where is Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael is in a good place. Malchus Yehuda is in a good place. Everyone's involved. They realize that there's something wrong. We have to do tshuva. We have to fast. He gets everyone together and take a look. Take a look at the tefillah. Vayomar Adonai Elohei Avuseinu, Halo Atahu Elohim Bashamayim, Vatam Moshe B'chol Mamlachos Hagoyim. This is I don't think we have another example of a king outside of Shlomo that has such a powerful tefillah. Take a look. You're Hashem who controls everything. You control the nations of the world. Ubiyadcha koach ugvura veinim chalit yatzev. No one can stand in front of you. Halo atah Eloheinu horashtes yoshvei haaretz hazos milfnei amcha Yisrael. You got rid of these nations, and when you allowed us in, you got rid of Shiva Amamin. V'titnano lezera Avram o'avecha la'olam. You gave it to us, to Avram's children. Vayeshuva vayivnu lecha b'mikdash l'shimcha leimor. We built a beis hamikdash for you. In tavo aleinu ra'a cherev shefot v'dever v'rav na'amda lifnei ha'bayis hazeh l'fanecha ki shimcha b'bayis hazeh. And what does he say? He says, we built the beis hamikdash. And what was the beis hamikdash supposed to be for? Not only serving Hashem, but in times. And in Eis Tzara, where do we go? We go to the beis hamikdash. It's going to be a beis tefillah. What does this remind you of, guys? Shlomo HaMelech's speech. Shlomo HaMelech's speech, Chevra. Right? Shlomo HaMelech, when he's Mekadesh the bias, he says, Am Yisrael is going to come here at all different types of times and histories for different things. B'yom Simchaschem, U'b'mo'adeichem. Right? U'b'yom Simchaschem, and in the wars also, in the bad times also. So hear us. These nations, we didn't come and we didn't conquer their land, right? Why? Why don't we conquer their land? Hashem says you shouldn't conquer their land. They're trying to kick us out of our Nachla, out of our Yerusha. The Yerusha, remember, God, that you gave to us. Eloheinu halo tishpot bam, ki en banu koach lifnei ha'amon harav hazal ba'aleinu. He sees, look at this army. We have no koach. Va'anachnu lo neida ma na'aseh ki elecha einenu. Those words that we say in davening. Va'anachnu lo neida ma na'aseh. What are we going to do? Ki elecha einenu. Our eyes are on you. V'chol yuda umdim lifnei adonai gam tafam nishehim ubneihem. I can't even imagine the scene. The scene is unbelievable. This is like one of these moments in Jewish history which is unforgettable, which is etched in the people's mind. It's etched in the Tanakh. We're not told this story in Malachim because Malachim doesn't tell us the good stories. That's not what the point of Sefer Malachim is. But to take this story away from Yehoshaphat, if we were to learn, say, from Malachim and not learn this story, what? This is amazing. This is amazing.
There should be more people named Yehoshaphat besides
Amare. Besides for Amare.
There should be more people.
Yeah. Yehoshaphat is a big tzaddik. Yeah.
You just said, like, Yehoshaphat had this big army that was, like, powerful, and, like, now he's, like...
So, I was thinking that as I was saying it. I was thinking your question. I'm saying, Yehoshaphat's so powerful. He's got such an army. I think Hianu Senes, that makes it even more impactful. It makes this tefillah even more, it makes this ma'amad even stronger. Because like, yeah, he could have just said, Kochi va'otzem yadi, look at my war, look at my army, look at my military, look what I could do. I don't need Hashem. And that exactly is the failure of all the kings before. But in this situation, when Am Yisrael Dafka has so much power and they could totally win this war and they have so much military advantage, they still call out to Hashem. And I think that's unbelievable. Okay. So a Navi comes. V'yachaziel ben Zechariyahu ben Benaya ben Yeyel ben Matanya Halevi min Bnei Asaf. He's one of the chevra. It sounds like he's like part of like this ma'aman. He's like standing amongst this huge mob of people, and he has a nevuah. Everyone, listen up. Hashem is going to save you. Go down, meet them. And then you're going to see something miraculous is going to happen. Vayikod Yehoshaphat apayim arts of achol Yudav Yoshe Yerushalayim nafu lifnei Adonai lishtachavos l'Adonai hishtachavaya. They're in the base of Mikdash. They bow down. They recognize this is Dvar Hashem. This is what happens, Chaver, when Am Yisrael is doing the right thing. That Hashem is, you know, like we complain so often that like we don't feel Hashem so much, you know? Like we don't, you know. Davening's like really hard, you know? I don't feel him so much. You know, part of that has to do with like when you're looking for Hashem, then you see him. Right? You're doing the right thing and you're looking for him, then he becomes more relevant. If you're not looking for him, and only in times in which you're looking for him are the times that you need something, so you're not going to always find him. But Am Yisrael realizes, Am Yisrael has gone through this educational process that Yehoshaphat has brought them through. And therefore, this is the epic moment of, this is what happens when we do the right thing. This is what happens when we do the right thing. Take a look. Vayakum alavim min hakasim min bnei akorachim lahalel adonai. Elohei Yisrael b'kol gadol l'mala. They haven't even won the war yet. And the Levim and the Kohanim are saying Hallel. Saying Hallel even before they win the war. Why? Why are they saying Hallel? Because this is an epic moment. When have we had such a thing? They have so much bitachon in Hashem that they're going to win this war. They're saying Hallel even before. V'ashkimu ha'boker v'yitzu l'midbar takoa. If you believe in Hashem, you believe in His Nevi'im, we're going to win. Imagine, chevra. This is amazing. They're going out with swords in their hands and they're saying, Hodu l'Adonai kitov kilom chasto. What a moment. What a moment in Jewish history. We can't underestimate this. We can't understate. Ube'ese chel barino sehila nasan Adonai me'arvim al bnei Amon Moav v'har Seir haba'im liYehuda v'yinagefu. What exactly is this ma'arvim? What is this ma'arvim? All the Farshim say different things. Some sort of miracle happens, right? V'yamdu bnei Amon u'moav al yoshvei har Seir lahachrim u'lahashmid u'kechalosam b'yoshvei Seir azru ish b're'eyu l'mashchis. It sounds like, miraculously, they start fighting with each other. There's a confusion. This isn't the first time in our history, in our war history in Sefer Shoftim. We also hear about this. Sefer Yeshua, miraculously, Hashem like causes like this panic and confusion, and especially when you're talking about different armies, Ammon and Moab and Har Seir, it's not so far-fetched to think that Hashem makes a little bit confusion and Mimela, everyone starts shechting each other. And the Jews are just like, they're just chilling. Everyone's dying. Three days they were picking up the shalal. 3 days. So many people died. Right? When you win a war, you also win whatever the dead people have. Right? So for 3 days they're picking up these things. That's why they call that place Emek Bracha, the Valley of Bracha. They come back for the first time, Chaver. This is the first time in our history ever. The first time in our history that the Tanakh is telling us we come back after a war, after an epic war, that we knew that Hashem was going to help us have success and save us. And what happens? We come back, and we're coming back, and there's music. So Yehoshaphat clearly does something right, and Hashem awards him for this. Now, unfortunately, we have an epilogue. I think that's what the word is, like the end, right? Epilogue. Take a look in Pasuk Lamed Daled. V'yaser divrei Yehoshaphat harishonim ve'achronim. Who's Achaziah, Chevra? Achaziah is Achav's son. Yehoshaphat becomes friendly once again with Achaziah's son. Huirshia Lasos. And with this, he was wrong. Vaychabreu imo laasos anios lalechet tarshish, vayasu anios beetzion gaver. They make these boats, They make these boats. They're trying to make these boats. What are the boats for, Chevra? For war, for economic, right? Meaning that's how. That's how they traveled, but that's how the economy traveled. If you wanted to get things from Africa, you could walk with them through the Saudi Arabian desert. But like that wasn't, you know, that wasn't the fast way. If you had boats, that was power. So they start to make these boats. Now let's take a look back at Sefer Malachim. Pasuk Memalach. Yehoshaphat ben Asa Malach al Yehuda b'shnas arba la'achav melech Yisrael. Sorry, Memtes. Yehoshaphat asa anios tarshish laleches ofira lazahav velo halach kinish beru anios be'etzion gaver. The boats break. Where? In Etzion Gaver. Where's Etzion Gaver? Like we said, by Eilat. The boats just got off, just started to sail, and they broke. What happens? So let's look back at Divrei Hayamim. Vayisnabe Eliezer ben Dodavahu Mimersha al Yehoshaphat Limor. Ki hisal berecha im achazyahu paratz Adonai es ma'asecha v'yishabru anios v'lo atzru l'aleches el tarshish. The Navi comes and says, you're wrong. You can't, there's no working together with these people. You can't do this. So the boats broke. Azamar achazyahu Ben Achav el Yehoshaphat, Yelchu Avadai im Avadecha Banios, Velo Ava Yehoshaphat. It sounds like what happened here is that one of two things. Either there were two boats, meaning not two boats, but two groups of boats, and Kanireh, what happened is that the Navi says this Nevuah. The boats break, but Yehoshaphat still wants to, so he rebuilds these boats. But he realizes that I can't do this with Ahazio, right? So he wants to do it on his own. So Ahazio comes and he says, "Oh, maybe I won't build any boats. Meaning, I'm not going to be nogea bedavar because I know that anything that I touch is going to break, right? Or anything that we create together is not going to go well." So Az Amar Achazio ben Achav el Yehoshaphat Yelchu Avadayim Avadecha Baunios. At least, let's collaborate on who's going to go on this trip, on this journey. Velo Avay Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat says no. Anka. Vayishkav Yehoshaphat imavosav veikaver imavosav biir David aviv vayimloch Yehoram beno techtav. Now, this isn't the end of Yehoshaphat. We're going to hear about him more in the coming prakim. And this doesn't represent an end of relations between Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael, mostly as we're going to see because they intermarried, they're connected. It's like you don't choose family, right? So we're going to see they can't. It's not like we could just stop, right? Achazio ben Achav Malach al Yisrael b'Shomron b'Shnas Shvaesre liYoshafat Melech Yehuda vaimlocha Yisrael Shnasayim. He's king for 2 years. Vayas hara b'enei Adonai ve'ilech b'derech aviv u'v'derech imo u'v'derech yirava menavat asher echtias Yisrael ve'yavor es ha-ba'al v'yishtachave lo v'yach'is es Adonai Elohei Yisrael k'chol asher asa aviv. So this is like a classic way of describing Malchei Yisrael. Malchei Yisrael. So we have over here, like, I think, of biblical proportions, one of the greatest stories. It's like one of these hidden gems, because who learns Divrei Hayamim, right? But it's one of these hidden gems of like one of the greatest moments in Jewish history that Am Yisrael goes through Malchus Yehuda, although it's sour, it's bittersweet because Am Yisrael is not together. But this moment is epic. Anyways, we'll pick this up as Rat Hashem tomorrow. Shkorach, guys.